Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are very important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every Thursday evening. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is JL. Jay is an acoustic pop rock singer-songwriter who brings warmth and energy through diverse, well-crafted, five-star guitar-driven melodic songs. His soft, inviting voice will uplift and soothe your spirits, and his witty lyrics will provoke deeper thoughts about the world while sharing optimistic, positive, upbeat messages that will have you carry on with your day with a smile.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me, Sorontos.
Oh, no problem. You're welcome, my friend. So what you been doing since the last time we talked? Anything new going on with you?
Yes. Thank you for asking, of course. We put together a new album, and we are now promoting it. It was released on August 27th. And we've been getting great reviews, and we started the radio promotion this past Tuesday. And the single has been the second most added song on that day for the stations that were approached. And we're also doing promotion with non-commercial college radio stations, and that's gone very well as well. So we're thrilled.
That's great. No, I'm really happy to hear that, my friend. Tell us a little bit about your direction. Are you musically going off in a little different direction, or how have you kind of evolved in the last couple of years?
Yes. I was actually doing more what you would call possibly modern country. Yeah, totally guitar driven, of course, but softer in its approach and more ballad like. And this record is a different direction. This record, still guitar driven and lots of acoustic guitars, but also a more solid rock backbeat to most of the songs, and more electric guitars. So it's actually, you know, a different sound. It's more rock alternative than the prior recordings. And but it's actually catching the attention of the reviewers in a way that I didn't expect. Some of them mentioning the theory or thoughts out there that rock is making a comeback, and I certainly didn't have that in mind when I wrote the songs. And the producer, Caleb KBC Sherman, who did a magnificent job on the record, you know, him and I never discussed sort of, hey, which way are we going to go? It was very organic, and everything developed from the songs themselves. So we find ourselves in a strange place, if you will, because there may have been conversation around, you know, styles coming back, but it's a fun record, full of energy.
Tell us a little bit about the songwriting process. Anything different on a couple of these songs that you haven't done in the past in terms of how you wrote it?
I actually did do something a little bit different. I forced myself to write way more songs in a shorter amount of time. I wrote 30 songs. And the reason being that I find that if I write and then give it a rest and write some more later, that I tend to stay within the same, you know, basic comfort zone that I feel, you know, okay, I can do these things, and this is me. And so when I write way more songs faster, it forces me to explore areas that I wouldn't. I've got a song, for instance, on the album. It's called Tequila Kiss, that has a Latin flavor to it that I've never explored before. It's a song about Nina Dobrev, the actress from the Vampire Diaries.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just kind of very different from what I've done. And some others also where I went acoustic, but I went into places like more waltz-based rhythm. You know, so yeah, the writing process is different, but they were all just me and my guitar in my room and, you know, recording these acoustic tracks. And then after that, Caleb, as I mentioned, did a fabulous job orchestrating and bringing everything together in a cohesive album.
Do you think it's important for people to vary things up and try things a little differently as they get past their first few years?
I think so, right? And historically, at least based on what I've read, it was more the norm in the 70s, right? If you listen to a Queen album, right, or a Billy Joel album, and he still has been doing that throughout his career anyway, the variety was there. Way more variety than you'd hear on, you know, there was a period of time where the marketing theory was, okay, you need to, you know, wedge in, so you're going to make a dance record and it's got to be all dance. And it makes total sense, right? I'm not criticizing. But from a singer-songwriter, it was like, okay, so you're the coffee shop guy, right? So the whole album is you and your guitar and maybe another guitar, and that's it. Whereas in you know, certain past eras, and of course things change and come back as always, the diversity was important. You know, I mean, you look at Beatles records towards, you know, the end of their career, very diversified compared to the early Mersey Beat records, right, that they came out with. Pretty much everything is cohesive sound wise so I think it's more interesting, you know, if you as a listener. But it depends on your mood, right? And nowadays, sure, you've got the luxury of putting together a playlist on your favorite streaming service. So if you're in the mood for a, you know, all jazz or all dance or all everything that you want, or variety, complete variety, it's up to you to do that. And you can do that. And you can make the records that perhaps artists are not, you know, in the position to make for whatever reason.
Yeah. One thing you said earlier, I do kind of agree with you, because in my heart, I'm still a rocker, even though I experiment with different genres. And I do think rock is coming back, gonna come back, because rap has dominated for a while. Pop always is kind of pretty consistent. But I do feel like the pendulum is swinging back, and I think it's gonna continue to do so.
Well, you would have your hand on the pulse right there, because of not only the music you create, because I follow you and I get your distribution videos and watch those. You know, I love those videos. You make great videos.
Thank you.
And I love your jazz record. So, but you also obviously talk to writers on a regular basis for your show. And I would think that if you see that happening as well, then you're probably right on. You know, I don't keep as close look on, you know, that aspect of things, just simply because I haven't had a chance to read closely as to what's happening and what people are discussing. But
yeah.
Love rock. I mean, you know, I just love it. And great arena rock shows are fabulous, you know?
Yeah.
And the energy is way, way different than other, you know, live gatherings, and they all have their place, of course. But
of course,
a show, just to go to watch AC/DC, you know, and to see AC/DC when they were coming to the area, and, you know, Bryan Adams, and on the softer side of things, of course, I saw Van Halen, and it was just great shows. I mean, fun, great shows from my standpoint.
Yeah, I love Bryan Adams. Actually, I've never seen Bryan Adams live in concert, but he's one of my favorite songwriters.
I totally agree. I mean, I saw him at the Garden, and, you know, it was right after the summer of 69, and he approached the microphone, right, to start singing the song, and he didn't. He stepped back, and the entire arena sang the song to him, right? I mean, the band was playing, he was playing guitar. And then, you know, after the first chorus, he finally got to the microphone and sang. And, you know, when you have that kind of energy and the people know your song, they know the lyrics, and they're singing along, it's just fabulous.
Can you imagine that? Like, we all have dreams, right? But to me, forget about being in front of 80,000 people or even a couple thousand. People singing back your song to you, that is just one of those things that I hope to experience once in my life. I mean, it's got to be so cool.
Wish it for you, man. I have never experienced it myself, but I would love it. It's just cool, you know. It's just really, really, really cool, you know. Yeah. But, yeah.
The other thing that's cool is when you have these rockers like Bryan Adams or just any musician or songwriter that are just kind of cool people. You know, I heard this story about Tom Petty, how he did some concert, got like a $500,000 check, and he literally just signed it over to some charity that was kind of there. And I'm like, how cool is that? Like, cool people that succeed, I think it just warms my heart, and I want them to succeed. And I love hearing stories like that.
And it's super generous. And of course, you know, it's great when anyone in this business who you know, gets to experience that kind of situation and does something great with it. You got to say, yeah, fabulous. You did the right thing and you get it, because it is such a difficult business, you know, and it, you know, when people give you that, meaning that when you've got a crowd that follows you, that you have an audience that loves you and gives you the means to share and pass on the benefit of it, you really understood what it's all about. You know, it's not about like, oh yeah, I'm going to add two more wings to my mansion in LA. Yeah, what are you going to do? You know, like, it's more space to do what? To collect dust? No, you got it. You know, it's like, yeah, hey, thank you guys. You know, thanks for listening to my songs. Thanks for buying my records. And you know what? We're going to take care of people who need the money. So, great story.
Yeah. Jay, tell us a little bit about the vibe in your city. Where are you at, and what's the vibe like after COVID with live shows or just music in general?
Well, New York City got obviously hit pretty badly early on, right? And it was kind of, you know, wild to, you know, see how people were pretty good at taking care of each other and you know, following the rules. And then they just went on, you know, getting with the vaccine, and the rate of vaccinations are really high, and people still in stores, you know, you have to wear a mask. They do it. You have to show vaccination cards, and wear a mask if you go to a gym or to a club. The people here are pretty cool with that. They're, you know, they get it. They get that, you know, you got to take care of each other, you know, and especially performers. And all of us, we depend on people. We don't want people to just like be sick and worse, die. So it's been good in that sense that people have been like, yeah, we get it. You know, we're going to take care of each other. We're going to be careful. We're going to do what needs to be done so we can go back to business. Broadway reopened fairly recently. I think about a week since that. And but it took a while. But most people, you know, have been really good, I have to say. In the subways and whatnot, it's been, you know, easier than I would have thought to go through the difficulties of it. But of course, everybody can't wait for it to be behind us. But things are starting to happen, you know. You can see how it's reopening, it's working, and we are lucky so far that there hasn't been a serious, you know, wave due to the variant. From what I look at it every day, the numbers seem to be, you know, staying stable, and people are doing what needs to be done. But it's reopened. And they have reopened, and it's moving in the right direction. So that's good.
Good. Tell the audience a little bit about what you got coming up. Anything special, at the end of this year, early next year that you want to share with us?
Thanks. That's, you know, I am so focused right now on letting everybody know about the album, Ride the Wave, the new album, that I do write on a regular basis. That is something that I, you know, do pretty consistently, simply because it's better for, you know, the end product, right? Ultimately, I'd rather be able to choose from, you know, 30, 40, 50 songs and hopefully have like a great 10, 15 songs to record. So I do that, but I don't have plans to record them just yet. The focus is totally on promoting the album. I have to say it takes a lot of time.
Yeah, I hear you, my brother.
So much by yourself as an independent artist. And of course I get the great support from MTS management. Michael Stover is phenomenal. He does a fabulous job, but it's, you know, you gotta post, you gotta, you know, write stuff, you gotta do it, you gotta be there. And it's great. I love it. I mean, I love talking to you and folks that we've been able to get on the air with. But that's it, really. I don't have a definite set of songs or dates when we're going to be recording something.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the song we're going to hear now. What inspired it? What do you want us to take from it?
So my understanding is I sent you Miss Mess, which is the first single from the album.
Correct.
And, you know, like most folks during the pandemic, I spent an enormous amount of time on the social network. And this one is about TikTok. And TikTok is great. I mean, you can thumb through things so fast. But TikTok also, after a while, you know, the algorithm gets you. They know what you're about. So I tend to like watch puppies. I love to watch dogs and nature stuff. And, you know, also there are these, you know, fantastic women that I've been watching who, you know, some fly helicopters, some jump off airplanes and do really super fabulous things. Like, you know, it's great. So they keep like serving me these videos. And I ended up writing Miss Mess about that, about my experience on TikTok, but mostly about some of the characters that are, you know, dancing and doing these fabulous things. So that's how the song came about.
Awesome. All right, Jay, we're going to check out your song, then we'll come back and talk a little more, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Jay, check this out, everybody. Here we go.
I never think whether I should. Bad for my manhood. Swaying like a riptide on the loose. You feel you've got your heart caught in a noose. Hoping that you've gone down and fly some kind of flag of truce. She's at the soul floors. I've got it all. Miss, I'm never gonna take the fall. Always gonna wall. Always got you chasing your own tail. And yes, you love her, but it's all no avail. Don't ever tell a lie, but you've met your way. She's ever so flawless. Miss Mess. Oh, Miss, I told you so. Miss, there's quite a lot that you don't know. She's running the game show, hanging like a green drawer on a thorn. You feel like you are riding a unicorn, hoping that your plans are all still born. She's ever so flawless in her little black dress, Miss Fence. She's ever so accurate in her little black dress, Miss Fence. Miss Fence.
That was a fun song, Jay. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Well, thank you for playing it. It's really great, and we're getting a lot of streams, you know, at least from my, you know, standpoint on Spotify. So we're really happy.
Good.
And it's been by some stations so far. It's at an early stage. So, but we just started the radio campaign, so it's good.
Yeah, that's awesome. Tell us a little bit about the best career advice you've ever received.
Ha, that is a great question, because I'm fortunate that I got lots of advice from quite a few people. But I think the best one is be yourself, you know, and do what you love to do. You can't second guess where the music, you know, business is going to go, what a majority of audiences is going to want to hear in terms of style or genre. So, you know, if you love to play blues guitar and that's your thing, just go for it, you know, and become the best you can be at it, you know, do your thing and get better at it and do it passionately with enthusiasm. As far as the rest, there are things you cannot control, no matter how, you know, hard you work or how much you apply yourself. It's just no way you can control, you know, what people are going to want to hear, whether it's business folks or not. And so control what you can.
Yeah.
You know, control how much you practice, how you take care of yourself so that you don't destroy your voice by, you know, not taking care of your health, and stick to it, you know.
Yeah, it's great advice, my friend.
I thought so. And it's not, no guarantees, you know, not that or any other approach is not going to guarantee an outcome. But one thing is sure is you're going to be happier.
So. Yeah, and I agree with you. I've gone through the same challenges myself, and I've gone full circle, and now I'm just all about being yourself and do what you do. And of course, you're still trying to have good harmonies and catchy melodies, but at the end of the day, you got to do what you want to do and stop chasing some trend or chasing something that you think people want to hear.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly right. You put it, you know, the best way you can put it, chasing things is not worth it. It's not, you know, an approach that pays off. You know?
Yeah. Tell us the worst advice you've ever received.
Well,
and it can't be anything I told you.
Right, I'll give you full credit for that. I never thought about it this way. You're giving me a tough one. I might have to like come back to you next time. I don't know. I have to say, I have not had a terrible experience at any point that I'm gonna say, oh wow, I should have never listened to this person or that person. But I'm also, you know, fortunate that most of the people I've met have been really friendly and nice and helpful. I can't think of anything. I'm sorry.
No problem, man. That's okay. Tell us your socials, your website. Where can people buy your stuff, stream it, whatever you want to share with the fans?
Oh, great, great. So the hub is my website. So it's jlyellesongs.com. And there you have everything. There is the entire catalog and records and the latest, of course. And I have a presence on the major social networks, Facebook, Instagram, when they're up. That's JL2222. And also on YouTube, but I don't have many videos. I have to develop that. I have to work on that and find the time and the funds to do more video work. Otherwise, if you come to the website, you'll get a sense of what's happening, and also you'll be able to find me everywhere else.
All right.
As far as distribution, streaming sites worldwide and stores worldwide.
Yeah, that's great, Jay. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for the invite. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
You're welcome. So to all the fans out there, thank you so much for listening to Jay and I. I hope your own unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sarantos. Please join me next time to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at The Songwriter Show on Reality 101. And now I'm going to leave you with one of my songs called Coming Home. We all have a story. It began somewhere, and home is usually the beginning. Have a great night, everyone. I love you guys. See you next week.
To the city that one day, there I found so much trouble, nearly drowned. The bold taste was a thrill, but a waste. Only ended up in a corner, badly dented up. Each dawn chains, no real freedom in the rain. It's the smell of wonder and way we fell. Needed you, the green grass and thunder, the mirror couldn't lie. Sad, tired eyes, so I said goodbye.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.